Hello, my friend. This is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. I feel compelled this morning, feel prompted by the Lord to say to those of you who struggle with nicotine addiction and smoking, the Lord has a word for you that you will be able to conquer this, but not in your own strength. Through the power of the Holy Spirit, you will be able to let go of that addiction. God is with you. He's not against you because of it. He doesn't judge you for it. He loves you and wants to deliver you. Just as the Israelites were delivered through the Red Sea, he's going to deliver you through this trial. So rest in that today. All right, today I'm reading from Luke chapter 2, verses 1 through 24 in preparation for Advent and all the things that the Lord is doing in our lives as we prepare for Christmas. And so here's what Luke 2, 1 through 24 says in the World English Bible. Now in those days, a decree went out from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be enrolled. This was the first enrollment made when Quirinius was governor of Syria. All went to enroll themselves, everyone to his own city. Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, to David's city, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and family of David, to enroll himself with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him as his wife, being pregnant. While they were there, the day had come for her to give birth. She gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in bands of cloth and laid him in a feeding trough because there was no room for them in the inn. There were shepherds in the same country staying in the field and keeping watch by night over their flock. Behold, an angel of the Lord stood by them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. The angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. For behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be to all the people. For there is born to you today in David's city a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. This is the sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth, lying in a feeding trough." Suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly army, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest. On earth peace, goodwill toward men." When the angels went away from them into the sky, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem now and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has made known to us." They came with haste and found both Mary and Joseph and the baby was lying in the feeding trough. When they saw it, they publicized widely the saying which was spoken to them about this child, and all who heard it wondered at the things which were spoken to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these sayings, pondering them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, just as it was told them. When 8 days were fulfilled for the circumcision of the child, his name was called Jesus, which was given by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. When the days of their purification, according to the law of Moses, were fulfilled, they brought him up to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to that which is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thinking about the shepherds and how they, first of all, how David was a shepherd and how you chose him, and now you're choosing these folks out in the field who are definitely not part of, you know, the aristocracy by any means, and they see this amazing thing, one angel then many, and the reading of the text does not say that they sing this, but that they say the glory to God in the highest, on earth peace and goodwill toward men. But I just am so stunned that the God of the universe would become Emmanuel, be born in such a humble way. There's no fanfare. You would think there should be like kings of the earth gathered around, and you would think that there would be, you know, just some sort of like parade or something, you know, pretty cool that would happen when the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords is born on the earth. But no, a manger awaited you, and the people who first came to see you were shepherds. And Jesus, you are the good shepherd. You are the shepherd who chases after the one and leaves the 99. You are the one who shepherds your flock, Israel. You're the one that shepherds us. And so how appropriate that the first who come to pay homage to you are also shepherds. So Lord, with that word ringing in our ears today, may we be shepherds of the flock that you have entrusted to us. It may be as simple as the kids in our home. or our parents that we're caring for, or our spouse, or our friends, or extended family members, or people in church, or the ministry that we're involved in. Lord, we pray that you would teach us what it means to look after the flock with fear and trembling, that we would shepherd those in the way and the manner in which we've been shepherded by you, because you are the good shepherd who loves his sheep and laid his life down for the sheep. Help us to have that posture of a shepherd today, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. I so appreciate you. Hey, if you want to let me know where you're listening from and how you heard about the podcast, you can email me actually very directly at mary@marydemuth.com. And just let me know. I'd love to read those testimonies. It's really encouraging for me, for William, and for Kristen, and all the work that's done behind the scenes. So thank you for doing that in advance. And I hope you have a beautiful day.